You are at the beginning of the green route from Moro Jabal to Kofit, and the black route to Faro de Jandia. Moro Jabal is a village of great charm, no doubt about it. Like other villages in the municipality, it is characterized by agricultural activity, experiencing a population development in the mid-19th century that continued into the 20th century with settlements on the coast. However, agriculture was not the only activity that took place in the village. Fishing was also important in the coastal settlement, along with lime and the saltworks, which, although they ceased to operate in 1950, until then had been used to export salt to Tenerife and Gran Canaria. The name of Gustav Winter is mentioned again, as he came to own the entire peninsula of Jandia and contributed to the economic development of the area, providing work for a large number of people. Starting from the green route to Kofit, it goes from the Plaza de los Pescadores to the Plaza de Cirilo López. From there along the Balandro pedestrian street you will reach the Mirador de la Virgen del Carmen. Then, via Calle Altavista and Calle Atoladeros, cross the FV2 to take the dirt road in the direction of the Depositoa Agua and follow the road to the left to the Gran Vale. Continuing along this road you will reach the Degollada del Monge and start to descend towards Kofit. Finishing with the black route to Faro de Jandia, this route continues parallel to the green route until you reach Kofit. Follow the dirt road to the Mirador de Kofit viewpoint and continue along it until you reach the crossroads to Kofit Beach. Here you continue along the Punta de Jandia road until you reach the lighthouse. This lighthouse, built in the mid-19th century, is located in the Jandia Natural Park. It was first opened on the 1st of December 1864. And for many years it has helped sailors passing by with their boats. This assistance used to be provided by a lighthouse keeper, but nowadays this work is done automatically thanks to technology. In terms of its features, it is 19 meters high and stands 33 meters above sea level, with solar energy panels that help to make the lighthouse as sustainable as possible.